Well, he was my clown, you know. Matt was very, very funny. He had a great sense of humor.
Deanna's son Matt died from an opiate overdose. He was just 17.
He was very good with figuring things out, you know, like any type of computer issues, things like that. Like, he would have been a great IT person, or he would have been really good gamer because he loved to play video games all the time. He was very happy-go-lucky.
Matt seemed like a typical suburban kid, but Deanna says she was facing a harsh reality that addiction does not discriminate.
Matt started to experiment through drinking and marijuana, kind of things that you would think, well, that's normal teenage experimentation. But unfortunately, now we have like all these pills out there where these kids are experimenting with the Lortabs and things like that. And that's what he started to do. And it continued and led to heroin.
Matt's behavior changed. He started hanging out with a different group of kids. His grades dropped, and he began lying, stealing, and denying doing anything wrong.
He would make up stories that his TV, you know, he was bringing it over to his friends, and the TV fell, and he just threw it in the dumpster. And then I went to the friend's house and spoke with the mother, and then I went to, you know, another friend's house to get another story, and, you know, basically it was a lie to cover up that he sold the TV to get money. You know, and then I would go out and buy drug tests, and he would deny that he was doing anything, and got to a point where I wouldn't let him leave the house, and I told him, you're not going anywhere until you do this drug test. And I sat in the kitchen with him for probably 2 hours.
Deanna says she tried everything, including calling the police on her own son.
I was afraid that if he went to bed that night, he wasn't going to wake up. He was just showing very, like, lethargic and just totally out of it, and the police, you know, basically came to the house and told him to get into the car with me, and I had to take him to ECMC.
Ultimately, Matt's behavior landed him in trouble with the law. A judge gave him the choice of jail or rehab. Matt chose rehab, giving Deanna a glimmer of hope, but it was short-lived. Matt left after only 3 months.
It's a horrible feeling as a parent. You feel so helpless. You know, they say they have to hit rock bottom in order for them to realize how serious it is and want to get treatment. And he just wasn't there yet. I really do feel that they feel they're invincible. It's not, nothing bad's going to happen. You know, they're just experimenting, and, you know, they're going to do this for however long they want to, and then they're going to stop. But it just, it isn't like that.
Matt died just a few months later. He had told a friend he was going to get through the holidays and then head back to rehab, but he didn't make it.
It's unfortunate because you try so hard using the tough love method to let them kind of think, you know, maybe what I'm doing isn't worth it. Like, you know, my family's more important. But I honestly don't even think that they're thinking clearly. I think that all they think about is that drug. He left here in August, and it was December 2nd that he passed away. So it wasn't even long before he was using so much of it that it took his life.
He was 16.
Well, he had just turned 17 in November. Yeah, so it was not long after his birthday, 17th birthday.
Matt's high school principal recently sent Deanna a letter Matt wrote while he was still in school.
I want to say last year, she contacted me, and she had a letter that he had written because he got into trouble. And he wrote her this letter, and just reading the letter after she sent it to me was like, you know, I almost like I could hear him saying the words off the paper. It was just like comical. You know, it brought back good memories.
For WBFO, I'm Cheryl Hagan.